On the basis of the way things are with my children, I doubt that the length of the acquaintance necessarily makes it easier for loved ones to know you better, or for you to know them. The past keeps getting in the way. My children are all grown now, deep into the complications of their adult lives. But where I'm concerned, I'd bet the ghostly parent of earlier Christmases keeps popping up for them when my number is punched. The old record, complete with stored outrage and disappointment, comes up on the computer screen, and a natural reserve, a caution built up for years, takes over. And why shouldn't it? We share a big chunk of the past, and there were awful bumps. I've gotten used to the fact that they have their own versions of how things were. They're entitled, even if I recall some things differently. No, it's not that I want to set the record straight. That could make matters worse. But change is possible. And I'd like to begin work on some sort of updated, realigned model for our connection. Something that will reflect not so much what we all were, or think we were, but what we have become. You'll never change, neither will I. We'll stay the same till the days that we die. I'll never win, neither will you. So what in this world are we gonna do? People hate change, they make a fuss. They stay the same, people like us. Folks wanna win when they can choose. More important than that, folks don't want to lose.
When did it start? How did it go wrong? Why in this world can't we get along? Each victory should be good news. But when I have to win, you're the one that I lose.
I want to change, I don't know how. We need to change, though I know that now. It's sad, but it's true. And I have to say that the days that we die aren't that far away.
You'll never change, neither will I. We'll stay the same till the days that we die. I'll never win, neither will you. So what in this world are we gonna do?